Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 19. And beginning with verse 30, go ye into the village over against you, which is at your entering, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never a man set. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said to them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, Lord, the Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. Amen. And as they went, they spread their clothes in the way. What would you do if you didn't have a carpet to roll out for the King of Kings? Praise God. They did the next best thing. They laid their clothes in the road and rolled out the carpet for the king. It was a carpet, no doubt, of many colors. Praise God. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. It even gives us something to say. Amen. With a loud voice. Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven, glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said to him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou at least, in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thine eyes. Amen. Amen. Matthew says, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken. Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Matthew 20:1-5. Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and lowly, sitting upon a foal of an ass, the colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. And the multitudes went before that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. 13. It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased when they saw those young people praising him in the temple. The children praising him. What did Jesus say about it? And he said unto him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, yea, have ye never read that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? Praise God. Somebody's got to praise him. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to praise him. Somebody or something is going to praise him. If I won't do it, amen, he'll get somebody else. If I can't get my mouth open to worship God and praise God, I will be replaced, if nothing else, by a rock. I don't want the rocks to replace me. Amen. I don't want a rock head to replace me. Amen. Because I was such a blockhead. Amen. That I wouldn't praise God. I was so stubborn and carnal and fleshly that I wouldn't praise God. That God replaced me with a rock. Help. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, God can't be here in person. Amen. But he can be here in spirit. Where does he come? Where does he inhabit? Where does he make it a practice of hanging out? Amen. The Bible said that he abides, amen, with the praises of his people. Somebody's going to praise him. I tell you that if these hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out, boys, when it's praising time, there ain't nothing left to do but praise him. And when the king's coming, it's time to praise him. When the king's walking the aisles of the church, it's time to praise him. If mom and daddy won't praise him, bless God, then the children will praise him. Amen. He got up there to Jerusalem and amen, they was healing the sick and casting out devils. Amen. And those boys and girls got to praising him in the temple. How about that? Amen. And Jesus liked it so good. He said, have you not read that the Bible said, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, God hath perfected praise? Somebody's going to praise God if he has to get the kids to praise him. Children, you need to learn to do something else besides play in church. You need to learn to worship God real early. Amen. You need to learn that there's something God's requiring of you to worship God. Amen. Hey, you know what it means to praise. You know what it means to worship. You know what it means to glorify God. Amen. Walter Charlie was too small to be seen sitting down. And he stood up by his dad, Brother Vernie Green, his brother Gerald Green's baby brother. Amen. And when he stood up in his seat, he stood the same height of his dad. Amen. And Brother Vernie sat down here where Karenita sits. Amen. And Walter Charlie sat right beside him next to the aisle. Amen. And Walter Charlie learned real early to reverence God in church and like it. Lawrence was next to him. Amen. And one night Lawrence was playing too much in church and I heard a loud ka-whap. And his mother sat right behind him and she slapped him up the side of his jaws. Amen. And Lawrence turned all colors red. Amen. Mom, Dad, you need to learn your children to worship God. To glorify God. Praise God. Lawrence learned after several slaps of his mama's fast right, amen, to reverence God. Walter Charlie, amen, learned to imitate his dad, Brother Vernie Green. Brother Vernie Green, bless him, Lord. Praise the Lord. Help him, Lord. And Walter Charlie, chime in. Bless him, Lord. Help him, Lord. Amen. Brother Vernie Green, when he prayed, Walter Charlie stood about this high right beside him. And Brother Vernie Green would plead the blood. Plead the blood. Amen. And when they couldn't get the demons cast out, amen, with a hard case, he'd call Brother Vernie Green and he'd plead the blood. Walter Charlie learned real early. He's a school teacher living in Salem, Arkansas right now. Still goes to Midway Church. Amen. One of the leading men in the church. Got a fine family raising him up in the house of God. Amen. But Walter Charlie, he learned real early to plead the blood. Bless him, Lord. Heal him, Lord. One night, They all walked away, you know, from whoever they was praying for. And Walter Charlie, amen, standing there this high by himself with his eyes shut, amen, so tight that you couldn't squeeze a shimmer of light to him. And he was still pleading the blood. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord, by himself. Finally opened his eyes and looked around and says, no use now, Lord. They've already quit praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He was learning to pray. He was learning to pray with the church. He was learning to pray where two or three are gathered together in His name. Praise God. I was His pastor when He was that high. Amen. And He's still one of my best friends back home. Praise God. Always glad to see me. Hey, somebody's going to praise Him. Amen. It better be you. It better be me. Or I may be replaced if I don't praise Him. This is a continuation, in case you're wondering, of Sunday night's message. I intended to preach something else. Amen. But God's got me hung up on this. I'm not in a rut. I'm just following the Spirit. I'm just following the Lord. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody's got to praise God. If we don't do it, the rocks will. If we don't do it, the little kids will. Somebody's going to praise Him. Amen. We better praise Him when it's praising time. Amen. Weeping time will soon come. You know why it'll soon come? Because there's too many that's so backslid and so carnal and so full of flesh that they can't praise Him. And the judgment's coming. Jesus saw it. And when He was come near, He beheld the city and wept over it. We better praise Him while we can. Weeping time will come soon enough. We better praise Him while we can. Crying time will come soon enough. Much, much sooner than we expected. Who was to believe that in such a celebration hour, such a triumphal hour, with the people spreading their garments, carpeting the road, amen, till you couldn't hear the clippity-clop of the donkey as he walked down the road carrying the Lord, amen, who was to know that He would stop halfway down the mountain in the midst of all this triumph and glory? Why, He just raised Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus is in the crowd. Amen. Mary and Martha's in the crowd. No wonder they're praising Him. Hallelujah. Ah, they had a reason to praise Him. Scribes and Pharisees said, we don't believe in that. We don't believe in that screaming. We don't believe in that hollering. Jesus said, I tell you that if these hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Now He stopped. Now the crowd wonders as He looks out over the temple area where the Dome of the Rock stands now. What's He doing? What's He about to do? And suddenly, tears begin to flow like rain. Suddenly His whole body shakes and convulses into weeping. And through the sobs, He said, Oh, Jerusalem, if thou hadst known in this thy day the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they're hid from their eyes. A once in a lifetime opportunity to welcome the King. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to join the throng in praising time. But most of them lost it. They lost their opportunity. They lost their contact. They lost their blessing and their opportunity was forever gone. But now they are hid from thine eyes. Oh, if thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they're hid from thine eyes. What's going to happen? The days shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee on every side and lay thee even to the ground, and thy children within thee. Children are going to follow their parents generally. They're going to hear their parents gossip. I can still remember the gossip that I heard when Mom, amen, I was at Mom's knee and she was visiting with neighboring women. I can still remember the actual words they said. Amen. Little pitchers have big ears. They're listening. They see a lot. Amen. They feel a lot. They know a lot. And you know what? If we go down, there's a good chance that our children will go down too. Thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another. Because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Didn't realize. Just thought it'd go on and on and on forever. Amen. Oh, we can never lose this. We've always had this. We're going to keep this. But a lot of people have lost it. That's why preachers go out from here all across the country and try to hold revival where it's almost impossible. Many churches are so dead. I'm talking about holiness churches, Pentecostal churches used to have revival. They are so dead, amen, that it's near an impossibility to have revival. And all they're good for in this world is training ground for young preachers. Training ground for young pastors. Training ground, amen, to know how to face it when it's rough. To know how to resurrect the dead if possible. Amen. What's the difference between being dead and alive? Live people praise Him. Live people glorify God. Dead people don't. People that's revived, that's got God, they can praise Him. The backslid can't. Oh, they don't want to be caught dead praising God. They become couch potatoes and wallflowers and spectators in the house of God. Amen. I'm here. You ought to be glad I'm here. Bless me if you can. Amen. Some of these days, it's going to be impossible to resurrect that carcass. Some of these days, it's going to be forever gone for Jerusalem. Opportunity forever lost. He said now, it's too late already for some. Now, they are hid from thine eyes. Somebody's got to praise Him. Might as well be me. How about you? Somebody's got to glorify Him. Amen. The children, babes and sucklings were praising Him in the temple, in the house of God. Amen. And the scribes and Pharisees didn't like that. He said, make them be quiet. And He said, haven't you read that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, God has perfected praise, saying, children, praise God. Amen. And then He told them. He said, He cleaned the house. I mean, He cleaned house. Oh, did He ever clean house? He cast out everything that wasn't like God. Amen. And He said, don't you know that My house shall be called a house of prayer? Amen. That's what a church ought to be. It ought to be a house of prayer and praise. Amen. I mean, people's been running the aisles tonight. People's been glorifying God tonight. I couldn't hardly scribe this message in edgeways. Amen. Stand with me, Father. Touch lives. Touch bodies. Touch minds. Touch hearts. Give people a made-up mind to worship God. Lord forbid that an old ugly rock should take our place. In Jesus' name, amen. As they sing, let's make our way to God's altar. And when you come to the altar, come praising Him for what He's done and expect Him to do more. Believe in Him for a greater harvest. Praise God.